This is another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of Kansas State University. Eddie Greer, your host of this K-State Podcast. Yes, there's another K-State Podcast out here. This time, out here in Kansas City, Missouri, all things K-State sports. First time listening to this podcast, thank you so much again. I'm taking time out of your weekend to listen to this episode, which comes out usually this weekend preview. Like usual, we got something down every Friday night. So definitely, if you are a K-State fan, you enjoy wanting to keep up with your Cats, what's going on the diamond, gridiron, or on the court, or on the track, definitely make sure you subscribe to this podcast. Hit the alarm bell every time we post content daily. I mean daily. Even sometimes here and there, three times a week. Or not three times a week. As I said, daily. What I'm talking about, three times a day. Want to be up to date with what's going on there as well. I know recruiting. I did see K-State men's basketball. Now I'll get to this on a separate episode. Jerome Tang and company landing somebody. Pretty good. So we'll get into all that. I'm sure, this weekend in between all the sports activities concerning Kansas State. And of course, don't forget about our bonus pod over on bonus channel over on the Podbean app. Do that. You have to download Podbean channel Greer 3 Ace Podcast. I know. We've been quiet for a while because of all of the great stuff that's happening around Kansas State's athletics. Greer 3 Ace Podcast, G-R-I-R, the number 3 E-D-I-D apostrophe S Podcast. Again, that's G-R-I-R, number 3 E-D-I-D apostrophe S Podcast. There as well. We'll get that situated. I might have to hop over there on Saturday. And I'm hoping that shooting for definitely next week. I know I keep putting all of these things out here, at least for that channel, but haven't done that because I'm trying to stay on top of what's going on with Kansas State. So definitely, at some point or another, Alex will be making another appearance on here as well very soon. Well, over on the Podbean app, anyways, there as well. Weekend preview. Guys, just mentioned briefly, it is the weekend preview episode, so let's get on into it. It's going to really already started, really, because Cincinnati women's tennis coming off their first conference win, shutting out Houston. They look to keep that momentum going, but they're going to have a tough task ahead of them on the road against Cincinnati. So that's going to be going on there and on there. So when this comes out, we're going to know the fate of K-State was basketball, if they're going on to play in the semis or not. Because they're playing West Virginia. So when this comes out, I know it's a moot point now, but when this comes out, we are going to know. And we're going to do a postcast right behind this episode. So you're going to be... So this is why I'm telling you, subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Rapid reaction to the game with K-State West Virginia. So hopefully... And as I'm recording this now on Thursday night, of course, K-State defeated UCF, but UCF gave K-State fits there in the game. So, again, K-State looking, and look, those two teams just played, West Virginia and K-State played not too long ago, and West Virginia put the clamps down on Kansas State in Morgantown. So, okay, K-State get some payback, get the ultimate payback, and get to the semifinal. And you remember last year, K-State, this is going to be a four-quarter game, so I know I'm speaking this. I'll be shocked if it was like Morgantown. I'll be disappointed and shocked if it was there. I expect more from K-State in this game, so I know I'm speaking into existence. So hopefully when this episode rolls out to the purple carpet, onto iTunes, Spotify, where you get your podcast. K-State, hopefully, would take care of West Virginia. But again, West Virginia dominated K-State the last time these two teams played in the regular season. And then, of course, William Mary, first pitch after three. So, again, the weekend's pretty much already started. So, you're going to have women's basketball in game one done, pretty much, when this... rolls out to the carpet. This is Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. We'll be back in just a minute. Welcome back to the weekend edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer. The weekend has already started. As I'm recording this on Thursday night after K-State beat UCF earlier in the day. And when this rolls out, The weekend will be in progress, and hopefully we see some success, Friday success anyways, from baseball and the women's basketball team. Moving on to Saturday, right? Rowing! Hey! Women's rowing comes to the center stage on Saturday with the UCO Invitational. We'll check in on them this weekend. So how about that? Rowing getting in the fun here in March. Yes, well, and then men's basketball, 10th-ranked Iowa State comes to Manhattan. That's a 12:30 tip. Oh, yeah. Iowa State looking for some payback. Speaking of payback, following getting blown out in their own gym. Hey, we got a chance to put the brooms on Iowa State. Who'll be saying that? Especially the way that K-State men's basketball destroyed Iowa State early in the season in Ames. In Ames magic. Why don't you? So, and the return, the unexpected return of Coleman Hawkins. I didn't even expect he would play the rest of the season the way that everyone else was talking about him. Fitz, name a few, Derek Young. Yep, calling y'all out on his podcast. Yep. I'm gonna call y'all out on that. And I believe in that. And Coleman Hawkins all of a sudden appeared on the stat sheet. Like, what's going on here? And then I saw highlights on the news. Coleman Hawkins contributing to the win over Cincinnati. He'll look to do the same what he did against Iowa State the first time. And we beat the brakes of Iowa State last year in Manhattan. So can they end the regular season on a positive? It'll be really sweet out of sweet Iowa State Saturday afternoon. So we'll see what happens there. And then game two, William Mary, that series on the baseball diamond, Twainton Family Stadium. First pitch is after four there. That's game two there. And, oh, by the way, William Mary comes into the series with K-State, 4-7 on the year. And then, hey, we also got a soccer sighting, too, on this weekend. Saturday, 5 o'clock, a little bit of scrimmage looks like here. Colin Corbin will take, it's not official, but Colin Corbin, her first scrimmage with the K-State as the new head coach of the K-State women's soccer team. They're going to be taking Pitt State on Saturday. That's at home. So how about that? So Colin Corbin in there, get on the fun. So women's rowing and women's soccer get on the action here this weekend. Sunday, women's tennis concludes their weekend. And speaking of West Virginia, well, let's just keep the West Virginia trend moving along. They play West Virginia. So on the road, Cincinnati and West Virginia for the Kansas State women's tennis teams this weekend. And then the conclusion of the three-game set with William Mary with K-State baseball. First pitch is at 11 in the morning. And again, this is without maybe there's a 50-50 possibility of K-State was basketball trying to make a run in the Big 12 tournament there as well. So again, as I'm sitting recording this right now, just before 6:30, when this comes out, we will definitely know if K-State advanced or not up here 20 minutes away from the ET3 Palace, ET3 Confines, T-Mobile Center there as well. So we'll see again. Hey, I'll just go ahead and put it out there here. If K-State, and I probably said this on the postcast that I just recorded of the victory over UCF, talking about K-State women's basketball, if they somehow get by West Virginia tomorrow, I might just say, hey, let's go to T-Mobile on Saturday afternoon. So not with the training with Olathe, Carmen Olathe Marathon that I'm getting ready for, playing on Saturday, not do a Saturday morning run. That's it. No at Dublin for this guy. No Dublin for this guy tonight. Obviously, I'm usually doubling up. Not tonight and not Saturday. We're sure that Friday, tomorrow, we'll be doing that. So this podcast will be going up by the time I get done tomorrow night. I'm already going to know the fate. Me, I'm already going to know the fate because we're going to be tuning in to that West Virginia game while we're at work there as well. So a ton of stuff, just like last week. Ton of stuff going on. You want to be, make sure you subscribe to this podcast. I know we're not that good recruiting update, but I did see K-State men's basketball did get somebody really good. We'll touch on that. We'll do the best we can to fit that in there. We'll also fit in recordings that I did yesterday into the mix as well. Super busy weekend for K-State and the Purple Project Podcast. So, hey, why not? Go ahead and make sure you get subscribed right now to the Purple Project Podcast if you're not already. If you're not, what y'all doing? The Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it. Our podcast found free and available daily. I have a chance to record K-State content. That's going to wrap things up for another jam-packed preview episode here on the Purple Project Podcast. Again, we will give you postcasts after every baseball game for definite, and of course, the women's basketball team, and of course, the regular season finale at home. K-State looks to slam the door and upset Iowa State for the second time this year. So we'll see what happens there as well. Let's not forget about women's soccer and women's rowing. Women's rowing getting going here in the spring semester. Eddie Greer, Alex Aiden, Pro Project Podcast, rocks on throughout the weekend. Go Cats!